What up, family? CTR Media Network. Yeah. Best in the biz. Yeah. Join the team. CTR is who we are, the media network that's the best by far. Whether you listen at your home, at your job, in your car, come get the information that's needed above par. Neverlasting, motivational podcasting, giving you the answers to the questions that you're asking. Serious talks and topics, how to come up and profit, how to better yourself, your health, that's here, we got it. Reaching 350 million, they tuning in. We in 50 different countries, we all can. And like-minded, find your purpose and your assignment. Come get your fix, your feel, your mental alignment. Get active and speak to the masses. Build your influence, all levels and all classes. Now you know you can monetize and grow. CTR Media Network, start the show.
For anybody that knows Tina, she's all about visibility, she's all about connection, and she's all about helping people create a source of income through monetization. And so again, Tina is just really good at what she does. If you've not connected with Tina, if you've seen her show or heard her podcast and you're thinking about connecting with her, I highly recommend it. As a result of my connections with Tina, she has helped me with recruitment of speakers for my upcoming event. She's also helped me to recruit several authors for a few of the book projects that I have had the opportunity to produce in this past year. And all in all, Tina's just a really great person, that she's genuine in helping entrepreneurs in reaching their goals. So again, if you have not connected with Tina, be sure that you do. The Tina Ramsey Show is definitely a great venue for you to connect with other entrepreneurs, to connect with other individuals that are going to be interested in your service or your project. This is Tiffany Bell. Again, you are watching and listening to the Tina Ramsey Show, and I look forward to being able to connect with you.
Hello, hello, everybody. I am Dr. Tina J. Ramsey, the host of the Tina Ramsey Show and podcast powered by CTR Media Network. And today we have an amazing guest. Her name, if you're ready to be rejuvenated, if you're ready to get connected with oneself, if you're ready to learn why you feel the way you feel, ladies, I'm talking to all of you. Yes, you and you and you, because I feel it. I feel you. You're burned out. So today we have the amazing Tanisha Norton, aka Mrs. Wellness, and she is going to tell us all about how we as women can help to get ourselves back on track with holistic care, as well as getting in tune with oneself. So without further ado, we're going to bring on our amazing feature guest, aka Miss Wellness. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Tina. Thank you so much. How are you?
I am doing amazingly well. I feel that the topic that we're going to discuss today is going to resonate and going to hit home with so many different people. I know right now we're talking about women, but I feel like the men are going to really get some good food for thought, that they'll be able to help their wives or significant others in regards to this topic, because we're literally doing so much as women now. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that this is really going to be a great conversation. And so my first question for you is, what really inspired you to transition into the role of, let me make sure I get the terminology right, wellness empowerment coach? And how do you see yourself, or how do you approach it with impacting the lives, in particularly of women who are super busy like myself?
Yeah. So I started off because of my mom. She's my why as to why I'm in business. My mom was diagnosed with having diabetes a couple of years ago, and she was on a lot of medications, and the medications weren't helping her. She actually went temporarily blind. She experienced all the symptoms that one does while having diabetes. And actually, I was on my own weight loss journey at that time. I was about 30 pounds heavier. And I'm a former college athlete, former personal trainer. And it just showed me how doing the right thing, quote unquote, which is working out and trying to eat better, wasn't helping me. It wasn't helping her. So what I decided to do was take more holistic measures. And I looked up people like Dr. Sabi, natural practitioners, and saw that they were actually helping people with diabetes and other diseases. So I took our health back. I reclaimed our health. And about a year later, my mom became pre-diabetic. She didn't need her meds, and I lost my 30 pounds. So I would say that that was the first time where I felt empowered for doing something for my family and for my lineage, because we hear all the time that disease runs in your family. And I'm one to say that it doesn't. It can stop with you if you're willing to be open to make the necessary changes. So that was the beginning. And we can go a little bit more into my story with how I turned with just getting into spirituality and wanting to learn about myself. And that's why I'm so big on merging wellness with spirituality.
When I heard you say the phrase sickness or a certain diagnosis don't run in the family. Now, we hear that terminology quite often, because when you go to a regular physician, they ask you your family history. Do you have a history of cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, all this, right? And so the fact that you were you know, an athlete and you was 30 pounds heavier, and you did all, you know, an athlete, they know what to do, how to do it, and you still battle with being overweight. And then you come over when you said your why is your mom. Her condition really thrust you into really taking a harder look on it, because as an athlete, you probably thought, hey, I'm doing the best. I'm great. But then when you saw that it wasn't working for her, it started making you go do other things. And so I think when you said it runs in the family and how through some changes that can actually help us. So what actually, because I know that you're an athlete, so you have to have a health mind conscious, but what made you decide to combine the natural wellness aspect along with spirituality or getting in tune with oneself?
That was my own journey. So that didn't happen with my mom merging the spirituality. That happened afterwards. With it was very much, I was in a fight stage. You know, they say fight, flight, or freeze. I just wanted her to be better, and I was willing to do whatever I could. But coming out of that, I believe that I was taken through on my own journey with getting into meditations and just working on calming myself down. By trade, I'm a former social worker. And that job is immensely stressful, working in foster care, working with schools and children. And I remember that I would just be crying when I'm going to work. And I didn't know why. I didn't understand what was happening to me, but I believe I was being opened up on my own journey. And what really happened to me was that I actually passed out on a train. And it was from a night of drinking too much, because I was still going through my own wellness journey. We all want to give up the drinking or limit our drinking. But in society, when you go to someone's house or there's a celebration, the first thing you're offered is a drink. And I believe between my mom and myself, I was made to remove these labels of how society makes us think that we should be, instead of just, I just want to be who I am right now and understand who that person is. So when I passed out, the doctors thought that I had potentially MS, which is multiple sclerosis. And I was left with two options, to either have an epidural or be put on medications, because they weren't sure if I had it. And I just thought that either option was terrible. And that's when I really decide, like, Western medication isn't for me. I need to go on my own journey and just really stick to these herbs that help my mom. And that I'm learning about detoxing and just how your mind is so vital. If you can master your mind, you can master anything. And that's the mindfulness piece that I was starting to get into. But I always say your first client is yourself. So walking through this journey, I then led me to leaving. I'm from New York, so leaving New York, coming to Georgia. And that's what sparked the leave the 9-to-5 and become this entrepreneur. And with that, I was like, ooh, what am I doing? Who am I as a person without a 9-to-5 job, right? Like, that's stability, that's security. It's not something that I was taught. And if anyone's into energy work, you have your 7 chakras. And that root chakra, which is at the base, is about foundation, is about stability. And it's really peeling back the layers of the onion is like, who is Tanisha as a person? And that was where the mindfulness journey really began, because journaling has been the biggest part of my life and my spirituality since 2022. And just asking yourself certain questions like, who am I? What do I really enjoy? Do I really need to make $10,000 a month? Just little questions like that, and just seeing where your spirit takes you can be a fascinating healing journey in itself.
It sounds like it is, for ones who really don't understand the concept of what you're speaking about, is basically for them, it's getting to know yourself. Mm-hmm. Because as a society, we're a place based upon our abilities, our skills, our information, our knowledge, our upbringing, our color of our skin, the way we speak and look, into all these boxes, right? And so when you're placed in this category or categories of boxes, you're left with trying to reach those expectations. And sometimes those expectations are unrealistic for you. Not saying that the next person can't do it, but maybe your ability is not XYZ. And so I thought it was very, when I think about New York City, I went there one time in my life and I had an amazing culture shock. Because I'm from a small town in South Carolina, and when we went to New York City, I mean, it's on all day long. It's rushy, 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 rushy. I mean, they could be going to the store and it's rushing. And so I was like, wow, they don't have a sleepover here? What's going on? And so going from New York City to Georgia, I know that was a big shift. So did that move allow you more time to be able to explore the new life that you wanted to have?
Absolutely. Moving to Georgia was the best thing I could do for my mental health, because it is a little bit slower. It's not what I thought it would be, with the South being extremely slow, but it is a step back.
Come on over here, you will see.
I've been to South Carolina. So yes, I do know. I have family that lives there, and that I cannot do. That is too slow for me. But being here in Georgia, I can get both, because it's very big on entrepreneurship. You can still have your networking events. You can still go out. But where I live is, I'd say, country-ish for where I'm from. This, you know, I have donkeys that live not too far from me, so that's country. But I needed that. I needed to be more in nature. I'm a big nature person. So mm-hmm. being able to just explore and just have more time for rest. Resting is a form of healing. And I think as Black women, and just women in general, we don't have that time to just be. Coming from New York, yes, you are always on the go, but I do believe women in general, we're always on the go. Taking care of the family, you're taking care of your spouse, you got your job. It's like, when do you just breathe, relax? And I had to learn that it's okay. We weren't taught that it's okay. It's always like, why are you sitting on the couch? Like, why are you being lazy? When that's my birthright. Like, my birthright is to be me and to rest and to be in this vessel. And to sometimes that's the way to think about these ideas as an entrepreneur or whatever vision you have for your life. You need that quiet space. And in the quiet space is when you really get to know yourself.
I 100% agree with you on the quiet space, because sometimes you just need to be silent. You don't need to have your hands in multiple different things. And that's something that I had to learn over time. And I'm still working on it, because I love what I do. And so at moments when I feel myself just going, 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 I just stop and be still and listen. And I find that that centers me, and it gives me a sense of calm and peace that will, if you don't take the rest, if you don't be still, it's going to cause stress. It's either going to do your calm if you stop, or if you don't stop, it's going to cause you stress. And so I had to learn those triggers, those feelings, those indicators that my body gives me to let me know, Tina, slow down.
Yeah.
Stop. And so I love everything that you're saying, but right now we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into this conversation, as well as some other things as well. So you guys will be back in a moment with the amazing Tanisha, aka Miss Wellness. We'll be back in a moment.
CTR Media Network is now accepting new podcasters to join our growing network that's reaching 350 million global listeners. Have you heard? CTR Media Network offers podcast production, podcast training, distribution, and product placement. Book us for your next event or schedule an interview with CTR Media Network podcasters today. To learn more, go to ctrmedianetwork.com. Join the She Trucking Foundation today and be a part of a supportive community of women in the trucking industry. Unlock exclusive access to valuable resources, including mentorship, educational workshops, and networking opportunities. Whether you're an experienced professional or just starting your trucking journey, She Trucking is here to empower you and help you thrive. Visit www.shetrucking.com to join us and drive your trucking career to new heights.
And just like that, we are back. But I come along with a friend whom you might ask, Miss Wellness, baby. Let's bring her right back on. Wait a minute, y'all. Let's go ahead and bring her on. So welcome back. And so before the commercial break, we were talking about many different things. But one thing that I would like to elaborate on is when you mentioned as women, and this is not just a Black thing, but it's an all-around thing. However, in our community, I see that we are not given the opportunity, the privilege to say, I am tired. We have to always be strong. We have to always be on it. And with our culture, we have to really be careful because that's how we get that burnout. So speaking specifically to us, even though I have women of all different nationalities watch, but I want to really touch on this with us a little bit. When you think about how we need to navigate the unique challenges that we as modern women have to deal with, I have to face, how can a modern woman prioritize her self-care? Because we hear that a lot now. It's popular, it's trending, along with the other side, which is holistic well-being, which you provide.
So for me, it's all about taking it slow. I'm very big on small, sustainable habits. Mm-hmm. So a simple thing of self-care can be you having a glass of water every day, especially when you wake up, because the body does its most detoxification when you first rise. So for me, self-care is really putting yourself first. It doesn't mean the luxurious vacations. It doesn't mean that you're like have to be away from everybody for a week. It just means that you're taking care of your health, and your health is your wealth. So taking 5 minutes to meditate, to silence your mind, when we were talking about that quiet space, that is so important to do because you need that. It doesn't have to be for 20 minutes. Anybody could find 1 minute to 5 minutes within their day just to find some space for themselves. And that is self-care. When you have your bath, if you can do that for 10 minutes, that's self-care. Having a glass of tea that is nourishing. Peppermint is amazing for calming your body down. Or something like Damiana, which is great for menstrual cycles. That's great too. Just little things that lead to big things. Because when you have these rituals, is what I like to call them, and you're doing it consistently, that's what gives you the longevity in your wellness, in your self-care. And that's merging holistic with your regular day. It doesn't have to be something so big. Even making yourself a nourishing meal that's more plant-based, less processed foods, is something that you can incorporate. Anyone can do every single day.
I love that. It's the small things, because many times when we think about self-care or even holistic care, we think, for the average person, they think about the price point. How much is this going to cost? Because you're dealing with a situation where traditionally the average person is living paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at the general household of most Americans nowadays, it's a single parent household. So, but with children. So when you think about all the different things that that one parent, if they do not have a significant other, someone helping them, have to do. Normally, self-care is something that's not on the list. And if it is, it's at the bottom of the list. And so I'm glad that you gave us tangible things that we can do that's obtainable for whatever price budget you find yourself in. Simply just taking a deep breath while you're taking your bath or a shower, a cup of tea, just being quiet for a minute. I love to do puzzles. You can go to Dollar Tree and just get a puzzle. No, it's so many different things that we can do. And I love the fact that you said a nourishing meal. We don't really think about that being self-care. We think, oh, we have to go to the spa. We have to have these fluffy robes. We have to have all of this and that in order to have a spa day. So I'm glad that you really elaborated more on that. And so you really have a lot of experience in regards to how we can relax oneself. And I noticed that you have these retreats. So did you start building these retreats because so many women, us, you know, or women in general, we have the wrong concept of what self-care really is. And so we decided to do these retreats. Teachers, like, it's not about the big flash and stuff.
Yeah. So the retreats came about because I love community. Mm-hmm. I'm about us. I want women to have a space. I call it a sacred space for us to just come and be in sisterhood. That was the intention behind it. And I feel that we all need to have access to mental health, to learning about finances, because my retreat started off as one day events. And I would bring different people from the community to teach us about our mental wealth. That's what I like to call it, instead of mental health, your mental wealth, your finances, just learning how you can incorporate yoga and just create a platform. But it has elevated to now doing these 4 or 5 day retreats where we're focusing on burnout, because I'm a woman who has experienced it. A lot of the things I do are intentional because I've been on my own journey. And now I'm in a different place. I may experience it, but on a smaller scale. So I want to teach from where I am and tell people how to move through it. But when we talk about healing, quote unquote, and self-care, it's always like, oh, you got to do all these crazy things. You got to go to counseling. And I'm big on therapy. Let me say that. But sometimes some people can't see that. What they can see is being with another person who is going through the same experience and who wants to just talk about what they're going through. Because really and truly, sometimes you just need an outlet to speak. And we can do that in a playful way. So what I like to do in my retreats is focus on women who are struggling with burnout, anxiety, shame, and guilt, which are things that any human being can go through, but then show them how that they can work on their inner child in a more healing and loving way. So that self-love is really important. And that inner child healing, we can do it through playful and art therapy. We can do it through dance, which is so healing. And those are simple things that you can do anywhere, and they're for free. And that's what I love to show people in these spaces, that we come together and I show them how to do body oils and make their own hair oils and scrubs. And so it's empowering to make your own things and not even realizing, like, wow, I'm giving back to myself. This is self-care. This is self-love. But sometimes you need a guidance. And I'm that mentor to just help guide you along your way. But really and truly, most women already know what they need. They just need someone to help them bring that out of them. So I'm creating that space for them. And that is what I believe is my gift to this world. So I look forward to just continuously creating these spaces for women here in Georgia. And more likely, we'll be going out the country as well. But I want to, what you said of how women don't always have the finances. So I believe that keeping something in the States is important, instead of always like, girl, let's go to Bali and let's go to these different countries, where no, we can have a space here and it can be affordable and you can realize, like, oh, I can do this for a couple of days, give myself this love.
That's true. And speaking of this self-love, I would like for us to dig a little deeper. Could you elaborate a little bit more on this self-love journey and how it looks a little bit? Because many ones, I know for me personally, I had to go on a journey and it took me longer. I must admit, it took me longer. I had to go on a journey of falling in love with myself. And so with this self-care journey or self-love journey, do you feel that the women need to really learn how to fall in love with oneself? And does these retreats kind of touch on that love aspect of yourself?
So I definitely do think that each woman should love on themselves more, mm-hmm. because we're always pouring out to others, but you have to fill up your own cup first and then you can give. Inside, when you have that gratitude of just feeling good, like, that inner peace is priceless. And when you can get that, when you can achieve that with these mindful moments, this mindfulness that we're speaking about, that to me is the true currency in your life. So I do think that anyone can reach it. I do think that every day is a practice. I don't think that there's a time where you'll be fully healed. I think healing is ongoing, including in myself. I'm constantly doing work on me. But I know that this work of journaling, meditation, of taking walks outside, of being one with nature, these are forms of healing. And so at these retreats, we do touch on self-love. Actually, some of the art therapy is based off of self-love, the images that they'll be drawing and painting. That's always my intention, is to pour back into you. Even the herbs that we'll be using are herbs that are based on love. So it's just having that intention always in the back of my mind to put them first, even if they can't see it themselves yet, but knowing that I'll be pouring into them because I have the capacity right now. And then eventually they'll be able to get there once I give them the tools.
That's a great point. So in a world where we feel with so many distractions and demands on our time, we are mother, we're a significant other, we work, we do community leads, we entrepreneurs. I mean, the list goes on all the different hats that a woman wears throughout the day, not even talking about the year. I'm talking about in one 24-hour period, we do so many different things without us even realizing that we're doing or handling so much. So how do you encourage a woman to stay committed to this journey of self-discovery, self-care, self-healing, holistic care? Because many times, like you said before, we can kind of start, but then we stop. So how can we get the ones who may stop to get to start back?
Yeah, I think it really goes back to those small sustainable habits. But what I like to do personally is ask the questions of where are they? What can they commit to? And what seems too far off? Because when you're writing these down and you really take that self-discovery and the time to ask yourself these questions, then that's part of self-love, because now you're being honest. Like, okay, well, I can't make green juices 5 days a week, but I could do it one day a week and I could drink some more water. That to me is where someone's able to meet themselves, because I also do the accountability coaching, and I don't like when people lie to themselves and try and be like, well, I'm going to lose 30 pounds in like 20 days. That's not feasible. Let's not do that, because that's where the shame and the guilt come. When you're just honest with yourself and you're honest with me, that's where I can meet you and show you different plans as to how to really hone in on your holistic wellness journey and that self-love.
I love that, for the simple fact is that you're being realistic, and as life, and like you said, the self-love journey is an ongoing journey, just like our health and wellness, because your body does different things in different stages. I know for a fact that my 20s is different from my 30s, and the 30s is different from the 40s. I know from experience. And so with that being said, I love the approach that you provide, coaching. So tell us a little bit about what your business is and what you do.
So
I know you've been telling us that, but a little bit more detail.
Yeah, sure. So primarily it's the retreats. So doing these spaces for women, but also corporate wellness retreats as well. So helping employees who are constantly stressed out at their job. So going into these spaces for corporate and running wellness workshops. Sometimes it's a tea and journaling workshop, where giving them certain herbs to help with either they're stressed out or anxiety, or maybe they're having trouble with sleeping, and then doing some journaling workshops within that as well. For the holistic coaching, I do that for more VIP clients, and it's teaching them about herbal apothecary, which is really just learning about herbs and seeing how that can help with healing. As I mentioned before, there are herbs that can help women with their cycles. You don't have to experience terrible cramps. You don't have to have the headaches. There are herbs that can help you, as opposed to taking Tylenol and other different medications. So that's something that I like to add into the coaching aspect, and then accountability coaching, because sometimes you just need someone who can be there, who can listen, and who can help guide you and just create a plan and help you see the actual blueprint of what you may need on your journey, in addition to just some mindfulness tactics. So I like to just keep it very simple with the coaching aspect, And then there's some detoxes that I can run people through for weight loss, but in a very healthy and minimal way to make it easier for people.
I love it. I love it. For the fact that I heard you say that you can help all of us in regards to that. And then you also mentioned corporate. I didn't even think anything about the corporate side, which they definitely would need some help with that high pressure job. So I also see that you are a speaker. And so ones can hire you to come in and speak at their events or their retreats that they're having?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I do facilitation of other people's retreats mainly. But yeah, if someone's having a speaking event and they want me to touch on wellness, I definitely do that because I'm doing it in the corporate space anyway, doing these wellness workshops. So a lot of it is virtual, but there are times where, yeah, I definitely will travel for the speaking just to share. I say share the word, share the knowledge. And those things are fun to me because I love to just speak on my journey and just create these circles in different places. It's not always just a retreat, but it is fun to me. The most aligned way are definitely going to other people's retreats and just creating that platform for their audiences as well.
I love it. And that is a great piece to add to any event, because at the end of the day, we get a lot of good information from events, but not so often do we get the information on how to maintain or build wellness. And the truth of the matter is, if your health is in the toilet, everything else is not going to do well. So if we can get that mind and body and all that together, everything else will just fall in place. And so that's something all of us should be adding to our little repertoire for events, especially in this world that we live in. And so when I think about you as a speaker or as a wellness holistic, I would say expert, what hope do you want to convey to our audience right now in regards to the importance of holistic well-being, self-love, and how they can connect with you so that they can not be so affected by this fast-paced world that we live in? We can't totally get rid of everything, but having someone to kind of map us through it. So what hope can you give them? I would say go to your website and book you, but I mean, what would you say?
I mean, yes, but I'll start off with my tagline, which is holistic is realistic. It's achievable for anybody here in this world. Don't think that you're excluded based off of your finances or where you are in your life. It's accessible. I'm accessible to everybody. But yes, you can go to my website, www.mswellnessllc.com. I actually do have a retreat coming out in October, and that is going to be around the playground, the cosmic playground, where we're going to be talking to women who are experiencing burnout and who are looking to just be more playful and relax. Just come for that restoration, the Unleash Your Inner Goddess. So that is another way. If you want, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, which is Tanisha Naughton. And then Instagram is Plant-Based Vibes, and the same on YouTube and TikTok. So I'm always looking forward to just have a conversation. You can book a consultation, which is free, and we can just see where you are and how I can help.
Well, I absolutely love it. I wanted them to be able to see your website because I am a visual person, and most of our audience that are visual, they like to see. So I want you guys to be able to see what she was speaking about. Just go to her website. It is scrolling at the bottom of the screen for those of you who are watching on Roku and online TV. But for those of you who are listening on podcasting platforms as well as radio, it is www.misswellnessllc.com. That is Miss, that's M-S, wellnessllc.com. Make sure to check her out today. She also has a store on her website where earlier she was speaking about hair products and everything like that. And so she has all of that on the website, and you can also book a consultation. You can also book her for speaking engagement. And if you are having an event and you would like to add that layer of wellness, then she's available for that, you know, upon availability. You have to see.
I love it. Okay. Yeah.
You know, upon availability. But anyway, so Miss Wellness, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your knowledge in regards to how we as women, whether you're a person of color or a woman who is not a person of color, how we can really redirect our energy in a positive way and really start focusing and understanding that it's not selfish to take care of ourselves first.
Yes, exactly. Self-care is not selfish. That's it. And I appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to come speak and share my knowledge. I just love doing these and just giving back to the community.
Oh, I love it too. And if anything else that you would like to share with the people or something that you would like to share with them before we go?
Yeah, I think I would love to just touch on one more herb, which would be the raspberry leaf for all women.
Yes, that's good. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Amazing for your cycle, ladies, and the men who are listening, share with the women in your life who they're experiencing tough cramps around their cycle time. Raspberry leaf is an amazing herb that will help diminish those cramps and those moods. So a little tip just to leave you all with. I hope that's helpful.
Uh-huh. They're going to be thanking you, especially the men. Listen, and raspberry tea is delicious, okay? Because I know sometimes, because I, you know, on the health and wellness journey, you know, some of the stuff don't taste mm-hmm. too good. Mm-hmm. But raspberry tea is one of those teas. It tastes good, hot or cold. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you. I mean, I use it myself. My daughter uses it, and it's just a pleasant experience. And it smells so good, so it relaxes you just by smelling the aroma. And then it does get rid of cramps and lessen the flow of your cycle. Mm-hmm. So make sure to check it out. I am a firm believer in raspberry leaf tea.
Yes, yes, it works miracles. Yeah.
It does, and to think it's something that you can drink. Like, really, it's not a pill that you have to pop.
Exactly.
And it's good for you. Who else out? On that note, you guys, I want you to have a great, amazing rest of your day. And as always, if no one told you today that you matter, that you are worthy, and that they love you, I want you to know that I love you, that you are worthy, and that you are valued. And I want you to do what until next time? I want you to keep smiling. Listen, we'll see you next week, same time, same place on the Tina Ramsey Show, because it's time for you to come share, shine, and grow on the Tina Ramsey Show. See you guys next week.
Hello, I'm going to say I absolutely loved being on the Tina Ramsey Show. Her ability to be able to ask questions, her ability to be able to showcase a female, her professionalism, the communication, the razzmatazz of the entire outlook here on the podcast was absolutely phenomenal. And I'm honestly going to give her a 10 out of 10 when it comes to her podcasting skills. And I can say this with a lot of backing because I've been on over 100 podcasts. And I'm telling you, she's A1 in my book for sure.